Curious Kid Podcast. We've been recording this podcast for about 9 months now, and we've received lots of suggestions for episode topics. Many of those suggestions have requested that we get curious about different human body parts. I think we all find the human body so interesting.
That's why this week we are getting curious about blood.
I can't wait. We all know what blood is, but do we know what blood does in our bodies and how it moves around our bodies? Well, we are about to find out. What's our question of the week?
The question of the week is, how much blood is in the human body?
That's a great question. So what does blood do for us? Well, for starters, it helps carry oxygen and important nutrients around the body.
You need oxygen to live, so that's very important.
Yeah, I would say so. The body is made up of really small building blocks called cells. There are trillions of cells in the human body. Blood helps bring oxygen to all the cells that need it. Blood also helps remove waste from the cells. And as if that wasn't enough, blood also helps us fight things like bacteria, viruses, and other bad things in the body. And it also helps you heal quickly if you get a cut or a scrape.
Blood is like oil in a car. You need it to make sure your body works right and you're healthy.
That's a great way to think about it. In order to better understand how blood does all of this, we need to learn about the different parts of blood. There are four major parts of blood.
Most of the blood is made out of something called plasma.
Plasma is a yellow liquid. It plays an important role in giving you energy and helping you grow.
You also have red blood cells.
And it's the red blood cells that carry oxygen to your cells.
There are also white blood cells.
White blood cells are important for keeping your blood clean and helping you fight germs. When germs get into your body, the white blood cells get together and beat up those germs so you don't get sick.
And the last part of blood is called platelets.
I love the word platelets. It sounds like an adorable word you would use to describe those tiny plates you use at a wedding for things like hors d'oeuvres, but that's not what it is at all. Platelets help your blood clot. When you get a cut and it bleeds, platelets rush to the area of the cut and form a clot so that it stops bleeding.
All the parts of blood are so important. How does blood move in the body?
The blood moves around by traveling through blood vessels. Blood vessels are like tiny tunnels in the body that the blood travels through. There are three different types of blood vessels.
Arteries carry blood with oxygen in it.
Arteries are the largest blood vessels in the body. They carry bright red blood that has oxygen in it. Arteries carry blood away from the heart. The way I remember this is that the word arteries starts with the letter A. The word away also starts with the letter A. So it's easy to remember that arteries carry blood away from the heart.
Veins carry blood to the heart.
Veins are smaller than arteries. The blood in veins is also red, although it's not a bright, vibrant red. It's more of a deep, dark red inside the veins. If you look around your wrists, you might be able to see veins through your skin. They might appear blue or green through your skin, but the blood inside is still red.
There are some animals that have blue or green blood.
I know. How cool is that? Squids have blue blood. How do you say the plural of octopus? I'm going to go with octopuses. Does that sound right?
I think the plural of octopus is octopus.
Well, whatever you call them, they also have blue blood. There is also an animal called a skink. It's a type of lizard. Skinks have green blood. But enough about animals. Humans always have red blood, but the shade of red is different, depending on how much oxygen is in the blood.
Capillaries are the smallest blood vessels.
They are tiny. In fact, they are thinner than a human hair. They help move blood in between veins and arteries. It's a good thing we have these blood vessels to move blood around the body. What is the name of the organ that pumps blood around the body?
It's called the heart. When it beeps, it pumps blood around the body.
That's right. This would be a good time to learn about blood pressure. When your blood is moving through the blood vessels, it puts pressure on the vessels, and when the pressure gets really high or really low, sometimes you need to take medicine.
That's why it's very important to check your blood pressure.
It is very important. Your doctor will do this for you during a doctor visit. The doctor will put a blood pressure cuff around your arm. After securing it to your arm, the doctor will squeeze the cuff.
This part can be a little uncomfortable.
That's true, but it only lasts a few seconds. Doing this will give the doctor two different numbers that tell you what your blood pressure is. The top number is called your systolic blood pressure, and the bottom number is called your diastolic blood pressure. The number on top will always be larger than the number on the bottom.
That's because the top number tells you what your blood pressure is when your heart squeezes.
And the bottom number tells you what your blood pressure is when your heart is relaxed and not squeezing. When I think of blood pressure, it's helpful to think of a garden hose. If you have a hose and there is water flowing through it, you can change the water pressure. All you have to do is pinch the hose in the middle. Doing this will increase the pressure of the water going through the hose.
Can a similar thing happen in the body?
It can. If your blood pressure is high, there can be a few different causes. A common cause is that there is some plaque buildup in the vessels that is causing blood to flow through the vessels at a higher pressure. Just like pinching the hose increases the water pressure within the hose.
Do all humans have the same type of blood?
This is a bit complicated. So all humans have blood with the same parts and the same blood vessels. There are different blood types, though. There are four different blood types. The different blood types are type A, type B, type AB, and type O.
Why is this important?
It is important because sometimes a person will have an accident and lose a lot of blood. In serious cases, they may need something called a blood transfusion, which means that they will get someone else's blood put into their body. It is important to make sure that the blood from the donor, that's the person giving the blood, and the blood of the recipient, that's the person getting the blood, match.
Does that mean A has to give to A and B has to give to B?
Well, that would work, but it's not quite that simple. You can always donate to someone with the exact same blood type, but there are other rules. For example, donors with type O blood can donate blood to any of the four blood types. Because of this, they are called universal donors. On the other hand, if you have blood type O, you can only receive blood from type O donors.
How does someone donate blood?
I recommend going to the American Red Cross website and looking for a donation center near you. Donating blood is a wonderful thing to do for people in need.
If you donate blood, does your body make more blood to replace it?
You bet. The fluid lost in blood donation is replaced within a few hours. Do you want to take a guess how much blood is in an adult human body?
I think there's a little more than a gallon of blood.
That's a wonderful guess. The average adult has about 1.5 gallons of blood. That's enough to fill a 1 gallon milk container 1.5 times. That's a lot of blood. In fact, 7% of your body weight is blood. For me, that's about 12 pounds worth of blood in my body. And get ready for the craziest statistic of all. If you took all of the blood vessels in a grown-up's body and you straightened them out and connected them together, you would get about 60,000 miles worth of blood vessels in one grown-up body. I'm going to repeat that because it's crazy. 60,000 miles, or about 100,000 kilometers, of blood vessels in one grown-up body. Crazy. Well, that does it for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast number 39 on blood.
Great job, Olivia. If you love Curious Kid Podcast, please check out our Patreon page. That's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. So patreon.com/curiouskidpodcast. For just $1, you can get access to so many awesome perks, including a shout out in an episode. You can also support us by subscribing to our podcast and sharing it with friends, leaving us a review on iTunes, or following us on social media. Next week, we will be getting curious about megalodons, thanks to a fantastic suggestion from a friend of the podcast that lives far, far away. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.